86 hours Universal Time. Good morning, Africa. Today is Tuesday, May 8th. Welcome to Daybreak Africa from the Voice of America. I'm James Barty, Washington. First, the news headlines. A British company says it has found more oil in northern Kenya. France's new leader begins to assemble his government. And the United States says it foils an Al-Qaeda airliner bomb plot. Now, the news in detail. A British company says it has found more oil at an exploration well in northwestern Kenya. In March, Tullow Oil said it had discovered a 20-meter oil deposit in Kenya's Turkana region. On Monday, the company said further drilling had increased that amount to more than 100 meters. The executive director of the United Nations World Food Programme says the international community cannot and must not ignore deepening food shortages in Niger, which are being aggravated by thousands of refugees fleeing fighting in northern Mali. Etheren Cousin says urgent funding is needed to continue emergency assistance to 4 million people in Niger who do not have enough to eat.
In those areas where WFP has begun an early blanket feeding program, we're seeing healthy babies and healthy mothers who can breastfeed their babies.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Monday that the 14 months of violence in Syria that has claimed more than 9,000 lives is an unacceptable and intolerable situation. Mr. Ban made the remarks during an appearance here in Washington at a forum at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Our peacekeeping missions are often important, early peace builders, as we saw in Sierra Leone, still we see in Liberia, and hope to see in South Sudan, where our peacekeeping mission probably has the most ambitious peace-building mandate ever adopted by the Security Council.
U.S. officials say they have stopped an Al-Qaeda bomb plot intended to destroy an airliner heading for the United States. Authorities in Washington say the Al-Qaeda branch in Yemen intended to put a suicide bomber aboard a U.S.-bound jet with explosives concealed in the attacker's underwear. That's the news. Good morning, Africa. Welcome to Daybreak Africa from the Voice of America. I'm James Barty in Washington. Today is Tuesday, May 8th. And here are some of the stories we are covering. A Nigerian group denies shielding Boko Haram terrorists.
I always interact with the Muslim leaders in the north. I know how they are disturbed about certain things that are happening in the region. So anyone who accuses them of shielding some people or creating a problem really is doing injustice to them.
Sheikh Isa Ali Pantami is the Deputy Secretary General of the Supreme Council for Sharia. Sudan President Omar al-Bashir says he wants good relations with South Sudan. And a Malawian human rights group calls for a commission of inquiry into the so-called constitutional coup.
I think we need to put the record straight, what exactly happened and how certain individuals wanted to remain in power and take control of the state resources and deny a proper transition. Because without proper transition, there would have been more chaos and there would have been more bloodshed.
Billy Banda is the executive director for Malawi Watch. Analysts debate whether France's new leader can fix the country's economy. And we have a report on the evolving Angola electronic Kuduro music. Those stories plus Mark Owoman Sports and our listener of the day are coming up on Daybreak Africa. A prominent member of Nigeria's Supreme Council for Sharia, known as the SCS, has dismissed accusations that some elders in the north have been protecting Muslim terrorists. Sheikh Isa Ali Pantami, the SCS Deputy Secretary General, tells reporter Peter Clotty that President Goodluck Jonathan's government is to blame for the country's worsening security challenges.
This is just an allegation, and it has no basis actually. I always interact with the Muslim leaders in the north. I know their positions. I know how they are disturbed about certain things that are happening in the region. So anyone who accuses them of shielding some people or creating a problem really is doing injustice to them. And if I'm to tell you the true picture of what actually happens, number one, to be criticized, or rather to be pointed as the one who invited all what is happening today is the government.
Sheikh Isa Ali Pantami is the Deputy Secretary General for the Supreme Council for Sharia. He spoke with reporter Peter Clotte from Bauchi, Northern Nigeria. It's time now for Daybreak Africa Sports. Here is Mark Ouma reporting this morning from Johannesburg, South Africa. Good Tuesday morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, James. In our Daybreak Africa Sports News, we begin with football. Nigeria trounced the Democratic Republic of Congo 4-0 as Ghana beat Tunisia 3-1 in weekend FIFA Women's Under-20 World Cup qualifiers. Elsewhere, Tanzania edged Sudan 4-3 on aggregate in Orange Africa Youth Championship weekend qualifiers. Uganda beat Mozambique 5-1. Morocco dismissed Mauritania 7-2. Sierra Leone beat Chad 5-3. Rwanda outplayed Namibia 4-1. Niger beat Liberia 6-1. And Zimbabwe dismissed Botswana 5-1. And that's it for Daybreak Africa Sports News. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa. Back to you, James, in Washington.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Our listener mail for the Tuesday morning comes from Mohamed Ahmed Masuo of Monrovia, Liberia. He writes, "Dear VOA, I would appreciate an international intervention in Guinea-Bissau as that country's future remains bleak. The African Union and ECOWAS should act together to reinstate constitutional order. I call on the military junta in Guinea-Bissau to stop meddling in politics. We are tired of military rules in Africa." Thank you, Mohamed Ahmed Masuo of Monrovia, Liberia, for your comment, and please send your viewpoints to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. That's it for this Tuesday, May 8th edition of Daybreak Africa. On behalf of the Daybreak Africa crew, producer Nicole Lindsay and reporters Peter Clotte, Naomi Sack and Ricky Shryak, as well as sports editor Mark Ouma, along with our engineer Peter Huntley, I'm James Butte in Washington saying, have a lovely Tuesday, Africa.